As the rich and powerful gather in Davos, there's a call for less financial regulation.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media headquarters in St. Paul, Minnesota this morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We'll start in the small town of Davos, Switzerland, where the World Economic Forum is underway. Today, a senior executive from Goldman Sachs warned that tougher bank regulation could trigger the next financial crisis. Let's bring in our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, for more on this. Stephen, too much regulation? Most of the economists we talked to would say the last financial crisis happened because there wasn't enough regulation.
Right. Well, the argument is that if the regulators crack down too hard on banks, they'll push some of the banks' riskier investment banking activities out towards hedge funds and other bodies that are much less well-supervised, much less transparent. So Goldman Sachs says there could be all sorts of shenanigans. This could be the recipe for the next financial crisis.
And how is this going over in Davos?
Well, quite well, amid all the sort of high-price schmoozing in Davos. Outside the Swiss ski resort, I'm not quite so sure. Sean Rickard is a business economics expert at the Cranfield School of Management. He says the big banks are trying to wriggle out of their responsibility for the financial crisis, and he's worried that governments haven't already cracked down much harder on the banks.
Some of these large banks almost brought the whole system down. It caused no end of economic hardship for people. And still we're humming and hawing about whether and what sort of regulations we ought to put in train.
These remarks in Davos, Jeremy, you know, they are a clear sign of a recovering confidence of the bankers. I mean, last year and the year before, bankers were rather subdued in Davos, a bit shamefaced. Now it's clear that with surging profits and bonuses, they've got a bit of a spring in their step again.
My, how things are changing. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, last year at the State of the Union, President Obama said he wanted to double U.S. exports over the next 5 years. Let's check in on how that's going. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington.
Thanks to strong economic recoveries in developing countries, U.S. exports rose 17% during the first 11 months of 2010. John Murphy at the Chamber of Commerce says trade is the one bright spot for companies right now.
The U.S. consumer is struggling with debt. The housing crunch has also sapped demand domestically. That means that you're pretty much left with foreign demand.
To encourage more exports, President Obama called on lawmakers to approve pending free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and Korea. But those deals are stalled in Congress. Clyde Prestowitz was a trade official in the Reagan administration, and he says over time, Congress has grown skeptical of the economic benefits of trade agreements.
In the wake of each one of these deals, the U.S. trade deficit has gotten bigger, and the U.S. job creation has not been what was projected.
Plus, labor unions worry that freer trade with emerging markets will undermine salaries and working conditions in this country, and some companies resist competing with waves of cheaper imports. With opposition like that, the president may have to reach his export goal without new trade agreements. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are moderately higher across Europe right now. News this morning here in the U.S. from RealtyTrack that foreclosures increased last year in about three-quarters of the largest metro areas. On Wall Street yesterday, we stopped just short of 12,000. The Dow jumped 8 points to close at 11,985.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
Investors and analysts are evenly divided about whether a big U.S. city or state will default on its debt this year. That's according to a new poll from Bloomberg. States across the country are facing huge budget shortfalls, and they're handling them in all kinds of ways. Let's bring in our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, who's here with me at the Mothership in St. Paul this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's not all cut, 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 Chris. There are other things going on?
Look, that's the headline, and those cuts are big. People are losing their jobs, renegotiating contracts. But beneath the surface, I think the mantra is going to be innovation, innovation, innovation.
In what way? Have you looked up and found a specific example of that?
Okay, so if you go to West Des Moines, this is in some sense an old example, but we're going to see a lot more of it. 10 years ago, more efficiency, redesign his contract, outsourcing trash hauling. You've heard that story a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they learned over the past 10 years when they renegotiated the contract. They put in that learning experience. But more importantly, the contract is now being run by a regional agency, and that's a greater efficiency, freeing up staff to do other things.
Greater efficiency, that's one thing. What else is going on?
Well, let's go to Manor, Texas.
Okay.
Now, it's at Manor, Texas. It's a little bit outside of Austin, and it's sort of the epicenter of .gov. You've heard this expression.
Yeah.
Or as I prefer, government by tweet. And everyone's trying to tap into the power of social media, Facebook, sort of what does the citizen know? And so they're trying to tap new ideas. And perhaps you see something that needs to be repaired. You know, you upload it, get that photo off to the Department of Public Works. Again, it's an intriguing idea.
But sending a photo off to the Department of Public Works, that's not going to reduce a multi-million dollar deficit.
Well, this is where you're going to hear a lot over the coming year about clusters.
Okay.
So clean tech in Colorado is a classic example with this new governor. President Obama, when he gave his talk, State of the Union Address, talked about innovation.
Yeah.
Well, clusters are, you have something in your region where you have a strong business presence. Lots of suppliers, universities, lots of knowledge. This is where you're going to concentrate your resources, is bipartisan, is going to grow.
Put everyone together in the same place. And it's nice to be together this time right here with you in St. Paul. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Fail, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, former presidential candidate and current Congressman Dennis Kucinich is suing the congressional cafeteria. Turns out he bought a sandwich wrap, bit into it, and ended up hurting his tooth on an olive pit. His lawsuit says the sandwich wrap was, quote, unwholesome and unfit for human consumption, unquote. He's seeking $150,000 in damages. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The biggest landfill in this country is going to be filled to the brim in just 2 years. It's not like we're going to run out of trash by then, so what to do?
You're literally throwing money and energy into a big pit in the ground. There are dollars in trash. Trash is energy.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're talking trash, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.